And welcome to another episode of
Trash or Treasure,
the podcast where Kim
and Amy
bring us spoiler-free recaps, reviews, and recommendations for whatever we read this week. Amy, what did we read?
We read Mrs. Nash's Ashes, which I had to carefully articulate, by Sarah Adler.
Probably don't have to,
continue the articulation.
Yes.
Was recommended to us, I'll use my best Laurence Olivier Old Vic pronunciation, by Tara in Canada.
Hi, Tara in
Hello.
Canada.
Super friend of the podcast.
She is a super friend of the podcast.
So this is a...
romance. Modern romance. Oh, I feel like I failed some kind of test. It is a contemporary romance
novel. The Laurence Olivier articulation helps with remembering the things.
I don't know if it does. I think it actually threw me off. And I also forgot that you were going to do our spoiler-free recap and that inherently
Brace yourself,
meant...
listeners.
That meant I had a job. I was like... And then you're like very meaningfully looking at me like it's my turn. I'm ready. I'm sorry. Carry on.
So contemporary romance, Millicent it's a long weekend and she has booked herself on a flight down to Florida. She's got her friend, Mrs. Nash.
Who was her roommate.
For reasons that I will explain shortly. Mrs. Nash has passed away and she's got a couple tablespoons full of Mrs. Nash's ashes. And she's going down to Florida to reunite Mrs. Nash with the woman that Mrs. Nash fell in love with when she was posted down in Florida during the Second World War. But things don't go to plan because the flights are cancelled. Typical. And she, in the airport, meets a guy she's run into very briefly in the past called Hollis. And it becomes
He's an author.
It becomes a road trip down to Florida. So it's like a road movie.
This is
book.
You've done a terrible job.
Be mean to me. Sorry. Be nice to me. I know. I realize you were fulfilling that. Just be nice to me. So the backstory of Millie.
Almost like it could have come first, but who am I to judge?
Do you want me to restart?
No, this is better.
Millie moved in with Mrs. Nash because she broke up with her boyfriend, Josh, who was also an author.
With inverted commas around, but mostly he was a douchebag.
And
are we allowed to say douchebag? I'm going to go with yes.
He was a prat. In Millie's past, she was a child actor, so she was on this TV show called Penelope to the Past, pretty much up until she, hit puberty. And she...
There was an incident with a yellow bikini.
And unfortunately, the male part of the world really remembers...
The bikini.
So she keeps running into people who remember her being Penelope of the past. Hollis, she briefly met at a book reading that her ex-boyfriend did. So that's how their paths crossed.
And
she got really upset at this and he drove her home. But they start off as sort of... Hollis is like, I don't like you.
Well, Hollis pretends, and
he doesn't really know who she is
because, he pretends he doesn't remember her for the first third of the book. He remembers her,
but when it becomes evident that he's like, it's not my problem. Get yourself down to Florida. She's like,
he's going to Florida. He's going to Florida because he has writer's block, and so he's going to sex it out by going and sexing some woman he sexes with.
For what their sexiversary or something. There's
oh,
this
that's
lady,
right. He's
he
going
flies
down.
Down
he like
to...
goes down to see her every whatever. It's like Independence Day weekend or President's weekend or something.
Labor Day
like
weekend
that.
Or something like that.
And so he always goes down to.
And so they eventually Hollis is like, fine, I'll take you because Millie's like finds some random middle-aged dude and is like, are you driving? Great, I'll come with you. And he's like, you're unsafe. Get in the car. I'll drive. So they go on this really long road trip because they're coming from DC down to Florida, and it's. The clock is ticking because the lady that Mrs. Nash was in love with is in a nursing home and Millie tracked her down and the nursing home said, look, it's only a matter of days.
Yeah, she's on super palliative care.
So in a way, the journey is because Millie sort of is really desperately holding on to this idea that true love does exist. And
it's taken her a really – she's still – she's only just really over the breakup with what's-his-face.
Yeah.
She's really private and doesn't like using social media or anything like that because people recognize her. And she has – her past as a child star is quite a significant kind of central point for her as a character.
She uses it – in the airport, this dude's like, can I have a selfie? And Hollis is like, why do you let them take selfies of you? And she said, because I'd rather control – I'd rather that – I get to choose what I look like in the shot than them take a creepy blurry photo of me from the distance.
Yeah.
So I will always acknowledge someone if they say hi. So off they go on this adventure, and it's a romance novel.
So they doink.
It's a romantic comedy. So things happen along the way. They make various different stops happen, and shenanigans ensue.
Yeah. That's it. You did great.
Do I need to? I don't think I explained why she was living with Mrs. Nash. Mrs. Nash was her neighbor.
Yeah, because she broke up with the guy. That's enough.
Yeah. I don't like doing spoiler-free recaps because you look at me with so much judgment, and then you lie at me and say I did well, despite halfway at the beginning saying, boy, this is terrible.
Well, you brought it back
in the end. And then not letting me restart.
You just weirdly do it in a weird order. That's all.
Oh! Okay, fine. What did you think of Mrs. Nash's ashes?
I kind of found them and their dynamic really irritating for, I reckon, at least the first third of the book.
Yes, I would agree.
There was just a whole bunch of him being like, whatever, I hate you, and her being like, oh my God, I'm so needy. I was just like, how much of this book? It's not a very long book.
It actually was more like the first quarter. It wasn't a huge amount because I went back and checked. So it was five chapters.
Okay, it feels like forever. Anyway, there were parts of it that super annoyed me. For example, I won't explain anymore, except I feel like I have to explain this bit, but shenanigans, I don't know what to tell you. So they hit a deer, and that super annoyed me because he said to her, hey, can we pull over and swap drivers? I'm really anxious. It's my car. I'd like to drive. And she's like, oh, there's no time to waste. I'm not going to stop. We can't spare like 2 seconds for me to pull over. And it's his car and he's doing her a favor, and then she hits a deer in it. And that super annoyed me because then he had to be all, it wasn't your fault, because otherwise he's the a-hole, right? So obviously that's how he had to be characterized. But part of me was like, no, she was being ridiculous.
Yeah, but everyone said the deer ran in front of her.
It was the deer's fault. Yeah, it's all the deer's fault. Sure. Anyway, I'm sure that's true. Like, I'm not arguing that anything would have been different had they swapped drivers, but it was his car. He requested she should have pulled the heck over. That really irritated me. Also, his kind of whole bag was like, I'm a really mean person, so, you know, don't try and befriend me because I'm the worst.
I didn't let anyone in.
But then all he did was like really super over-the-top nice things. So this isn't like a you fall asleep and he throws, like, you know, his jacket over you or something to keep you warm. It's like out of his way crazy nice things for her while then being like, I'm so mean. It just was stupid because it's so clearly not true. It'd be like me spending the whole time being like, I'm blonde. Look how blonde I am. And you're like, you're clearly a brunette. Like, it just seemed like such a stupid, obvious lie. He couldn't have possibly believed it himself.
But part of it was her saying it's such an obvious lie was calling him on it.
Yeah, it was, again, I don't want to read a book where he's proclaiming the sky to be green and she's bravely and adorably calling him on it. Ugh, it just really irritated me. I really liked Mrs. Nash's and Elsie's story. They flash back and tell the story of the girls. And I found that really beautiful. And I really kind of, for me, that was the romance I bought the hardest into.
Mm.
A lot of Millie's internal monologuing, which she does a lot of, was really convoluted and stupid. So she, for me, was a bit annoying. And I thought, ugh, like, if you could just keep a journal, Millie. If you wrote half of this stuff down, you could go back and reread it and be like, wow, I'm super contradictory. And maybe that would help you grow as a person. Like, she just super annoyed me. In the end, it ended fine.
I'm going to read you a sentence from the book that I wrote down.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I have never once claimed to make sense as a person, Mrs. Millie, and I would appreciate it if you would stop remarking on my idiosyncrasies as if you've caught me in some continuity error.
I just find that tedious.
I know, but you keep remarking on not making sense as a person, but she's aware of it.
Ah, cool. Again, it's like, I never claimed to be someone who turned up on time and respected other people's time and energy. So stop calling me on it when I'm 4 hours late. She is so wildly inconsistent that part of me, I'm like, no, get it together. I didn't like it about her.
I don't think she was a bad person.
Neither did I.
And your characterization is suggesting she was a terrible person.
No, I don't think she was a terrible person.
You just thought she was written with inconsistency.
I think she was written as silly and not in a silly, fun, cute way. I think that's what they were going for. But I thought she just read as immature and silly. She read as like 19. Do you know what I mean?
She did read as very young, but really I think she was meant to young. Be.
She was meant to be like 20s. Late 20s.
Yeah.
And all this life had happened to her. And so they kept talking about all this life that had happened to her. And I was like, dude, you've not got it together. I mean, that's part of the story where she was like, I don't think I have it together.
I need to try and get it together. Yeah. And that's why I'm going on this trip to hope that Mrs. Nash and Elsie's narrative will help me pull it together.
Which is crazy and within itself, but that's fine. It's just why it's a romance novel and not a realism novel. Look, at the end of the day, for all of my whining, it ended fine. I thought it was harmless. Overall, it was okay. But it reminded me quite a lot of Beach Read, which Tara also said in her recommendation. She was like, it's kind of like Beach Read. I preferred Beach Read so much more.
I think I should go back and read Beach Read because I don't remember. It was a long time ago that I read it.
It was a lot of books ago that we read Beach Read.
It's been replaced in my mind by Book Lovers.
Lovers is better. I think it goes, for me, it goes Book Lovers, then Beach Read for Emily Henry. But this kind of like argumentative, both like, because he's a writer as well, so is she in Beach Read. But that kind of argumentative.
I don't want to, whatever.
But it just seemed better written and more realistic in Beach Read. And this felt a little, not that it's by the same person, so they're different authors.
No, and this is her first novel.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it was fine. And it's very short and you could read it in almost no time. It was very much like one of those movies you put on because you're like, I'm drinking a glass of wine. What am I going to watch? And you watch it and you're like, eh, you weren't great, but you happened. That's how I feel about this book. Eh. I didn't find it funny because I found them both too annoying to like be like, oh, ha, ha, ha. I was like, ugh. But you know what? Maybe I was in the wrong mindset.
I can see, in six months' time, you're going to be like, do you remember that book we read? And it was like the author and the beach and the road and the ashes. And I'll be like, are you talking about Beach Read or are you talking about Mrs. Nash's ashes? And I'll be like, I don't know.
I have to reread both to work it out. But yes, okay. That's how I feel.
So it's not a recommend from Kim.
No, if someone was like, should I read Mrs. Ash's Nashes? I'd be like, eh, sure. It was all right.
You just called it Mrs. Ash's Nashes.
I would be like, no, that's not a book. You could read Mrs. Nash's Ashes, you idiot. And they'd be like, wow, Kim, harsh. That's a really easy mistake to make. And I'd be like, ugh, judged. No. I would be like, yeah, sure, why not? But at the same time, I would recommend Beach Read. Do you know what I mean? That's the problem, is I'd be like, how much time you got? Have you read Beach Read already? If not, start there.
My question would be, do you want Road Trip with flashbacks or do you want Lakeside?
No. My question would be, do you want believable characters functioning in a way that is believable that leads to growth of those characters within the novel? Or do you want Mrs. Nash's Ashes?
Can I do my bit now?
Please.
I don't think it was as lame as you...
Oh my God.
Portraying it.
Lame is perfectly the word. I was like, eh. It wasn't trash.
I thought it would make a really fun film.
I can absolutely see it. I wouldn't watch it. It would be too argumentative. It would drive me insane.
It would, but I reckon that you could tell a whole bunch in montage. I agree that the Mrs. Nash narrative.
Beautiful.
That was really beautiful. And it was at times a bit heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. Oh. But that's because it actually felt real.
That was really nice, and I really, really liked those components. I read this in large print, and
large print
massively weirds me out. It makes me, my immediate assumption when I read large print is this is a badly written book.
That's so funny. I when I read large print, do you know what I think? I think this book was written for old ladies.
Mrs. Nash's Ashes was not.
No, but then I always think, thanks old ladies, because I like large print. I always zoom right in on my Kobo.
Do you know what I think when I read large print? Woohoo, I can see it.
Yeah, that's right. I'm always like, thank God there's large print.
Yeah. Well, I just find it hard to take seriously. So I have this big problem in my mind with large print. It's almost like how I would feel if someone presented me with a book written in Comic Sans. That's the emotional reaction I get to large print.
So it feels unprofessional.
It feels unprofessional.
Yeah, right.
And then it's in first person present tense. And they both have what I thought were silly names. You know how I just...
It's true. Millicent isn't a silly name. It is outside of a Regency novel. Is that what you're saying?
I was glad they called her Millie.
Yeah.
But I was like, Hollis Hollenbeck.
Yeah, Hollis Hollenbeck is the worst.
His name gets explained later on. So there were some bits I really loved. I love the whole sequence where they get stuck in this, after the deer, they get stuck in this little small town and it's the broccoli festival. Mm. And she reads the guidebook and it's pretty much about broccoli. So it's all the broccoli facts. I really enjoyed that because I was like, hey, I do that.
The broccoli facts was great. Text message exchange was properly funny.
That was that great.
That was actually like, I
laughed out loud. Yeah, same. Because I could actually see, this is like me and my midnight facts where I pop up. I'm like, hey, did you know?
And in those moments where they have their back and forth banter, there are some moments of that that are properly funny, which is why I just wish that he could have been like just less aggressive. So then she could have just relaxed and not tried so hard. Everyone was just trying so hard.
I didn't. So I read this in one sitting.
Yeah, and I think I read it in two. Like, it didn't take long.
See him as being massively aggressive. He's just really grumpy.
Yeah, but that's kind of what I mean.
And she was scatty. So it was correct. Grumpy and scatty in a car together. And there was some, it warmed up once you got to about chapter 6 or 7 for me. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, I can sit in this now and just, I'll finish it while I'm sitting here in it. So overall, I thought it was silly. It had some really heartfelt moments. There were some bits that made me laugh.
Yeah.
I would potentially read it again.
Nice. If you needed, like, if you had a spare hour.
I would go into that deep dive where I'm like, right, I'm reading, you know how I like read 59 romance novels?
Yeah. Or you're like, I want all romance novels that are
contemporary
in the vicinity of a beach. Like, it's, you get.
And I would read the Emily Henrys we liked. I'd read this and I'd probably read that Kiss Quotient one that we didn't hate.
I didn't mind Kiss Quotient. Yeah.
So I'd probably sit down and binge it as part of that pack. I'm interested, like I said, this was her first novel. I would probably read
something of hers again.
I think it had a lot of potential.
Agreed.
It just needs...
It always does. I think when you read something, you're like, refining. This reminds me of a better book. And there is potential.
It didn't quite do that, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
No.
So that was good because I would have been out if it was hate and then suddenly love, because you know how we all feel about that trope.
Correct.
Gross. We are not a fan of that. So I think it is, it's probably a trash book.
So is that
book.
A recommend from you? So someone's like, Amy, what should I read this week? And you're going to be like, oh, my God.
No, I would say, what mood are you in? Talk to me about how you feel. What's your time allowance? What type of things annoy you? I'd ask lots of questions.
It's very tedious.
And then I might.
And then you would recommend this book.
If it fit within those parameters. I don't know. It's hot. Maybe. I think it's trash.
You mean it's physically hot in this moment, not it's hot inside the book.
Oh, it was very... It did have some very saucy moments in the book.
Not quite. It didn't, not uncomfortable levels of sauce. What was uncomfortably saucy? Oh, that series we've read recently about the Jukes.
The Tessa Dare books.
Yeah, yep. They were very sexy.
Okay.
So it's a probably no from me with a side helping of shan't be reading it again. It's a very much depends on a bazillion caveats from Amy with a I might read it again when I've forgotten it want to read a bunch of other books that are similar.
I thought it was fun.
Nice.
Silly and fun, and I really enjoyed the broccoli facts. The deer was stupid, but the Mrs. Nash romance was really nice. So I think it's, yeah, go for it. I'll say I recommend it, but I think it's trashy. It's trash.
Okay. I agree with that. And right. I also agree that it was very short. Even in large print, it wasn't a particularly large book. I read a physical large print version of it.
All right,
well, thank you very much for joining us once again. Join us again next week. I don't know, you've thrown me off. We'll bring you more spoiler-free recaps, reviews, and recommendations for whatever we've read. And until then,
happy reading!
And just a quick reminder here at the end of the podcast that we would love to hear from you. We want your recommendations, the good, the bad, the interesting, doesn't matter. Please reach out, send us an email at trashortreasurepodcast@outlook.com. Or we are also available at the world's most awkward Twitter handle, which Amy has to tell you about. Listen to our Twitter handle. It's the greatest.
It's @_treasure.
Doesn't that just roll off the tongue?
And with those encouraging words, tweet or email us.
We love to hear from you. Happy reading.
Cheers.